BBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long.
2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 16 through 24. In the eyes of the Lord and men, well, there are 1,000 righteous pastors and evangelists who are honorable within the congregation, and with their financial contributions, there always seems to be one large congregation and media present pastor or evangelist who is not. They love money more than Jesus. They do not live in the eyes of the Lord and men. Their greed hinders the advance of the gospel. The secular media use their dishonor as a means to support their belief that all Christians are hypocrites. Yet, are the mega church ministers who steal the only guilty ones of robbing God and the congregation they swear to love? I at times wonder why it seems that hundreds of thousands of volunteers within the congregations and ministries are nameless, yet remain in service of the Lord and the church, never seeking profit or support for years. Paul and Titus were such men. The Bible was clear on the dire need for proper conduct when dealing with offerings. 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 17 refers to the great sin of young men who happens to be Samuel's sons, quote, who were treating the Lord's offering with contempt. In contrast to these, Samuel himself, as well as Moses, stated before the Lord, I have not taken from them, as we see in 1 Samuel 12:3 and Numbers 16:15. Judas, though an apostle, stole from the collective funds and in the end betrayed Jesus and hanged himself, John 12:6. Ananias and his wife lied about their offering in the first church, in effect stealing from the church, and the Holy Spirit struck them down. With such evidence, what does the word reveal about others who only show regret when they are caught? Be righteous in even small material offerings. Keep fully visible all financial interactions of the church as Paul did, according to what these verses show.
BBD is sponsored by FreeBibleStudyHelp.com, home of Bible study, question sheets, commentaries, and information to help the individual and small group